KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Oh, high school basketball boys poll from the Associated Press out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, it's Iowa City West on top again this week, getting all 15 first-place votes. Pleasant Valley, Ankeny Centennial, Des Moines Hoover, and North Scott are the top five. Dubuque Hempstead, Linmar, Waukee, Urbandale, and Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln round out the top 10 this week. AL jumps in for the first time. Also in Class 3A, Williamsburg is top-rated on the boys' poll with Lamar's, Pella, Spirit Lake, and Waverly Shell Rock the top five. MLC Floyd Valley, Dubuque Wallert, Fort Madison, Algona, and Gilbert round out the top 10. In 2A, it's Applington-Parkersburg on top with New Hampton, Western Dubuque, Monticello, and Iowa City Regina the top five. Cascade, IKM Manning, Trainer, Forest City, and Anamosa round out the top 10. And in Class 1A, it's Gladbrook-Rhinebeck on top again this week with Danville, Colonesco, Maple Valley, Central Lyon the top five, Boyden Hall, Galen Catholic, Arweva, Earlham, and Meskwaki Settlement round out the top 10 in the small school boys poll this week. Iowa State got the quick start that Coach Fred Hoiberg wanted, but after that it was all Kansas as the 8th-ranked Jayhawks rolled to an 89-76 win over the 11th-ranked Cyclones in Lawrence last night. The Jayhawks connected on 10 of 21 from three-point range to improve to 8-1 in the Big 12.
You know, 9 turnovers in the first half, and that's what they thrive on in this building. You know, that was the biggest thing on the board was taking care of the basketball tonight, and we didn't do a good enough job.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Jayhawks built a 7-point halftime advantage and led by as many as 17 in the second half.
That first half with the turnovers to let them get their rhythm, and, you know, they get dunks, and, you know, this place gets so loud. The crowd's right on top of you, and that's when they get confidence, is when they get those easy baskets, and then those threes are a lot easier to shoot when you're a confident player.
George Niang led Iowa State with 24 points as the Cyclones fall to 6-3 in the Big 12.
It's frustrating for me and all the guys because, you know, you really put your heart into all this, and, you know, and you really feel like you outwilled the team in the first couple minutes, and they're known for coming out to quick starts, and then they just get the lead, and then they just keep pumping you the rest of the game. So I think it's frustrating. I think it's something that's going to motivate us to get better every day. I mean, don't give up on us now. There's a lot of season left, and I think the end of the road is going to be pretty bright.
Niang says improvement starts on the defensive end.
Defense is really going to be our backbone, and when we decide that we want to guard, like in the first 8 or 12 minutes, I thought we were pretty darn good. And then when we started getting turning the ball over is another thing. When we started doing that and they started getting easy buckets, with a team like this, you can't give them easy points. You got to make them work for everything if you're going to beat them in their home arena.
Iowa State is 16-5 overall in the season. They'll host Texas Tech coming up on Saturday. Well, Malcolm Brogdon scored 17 points, and Justin Anderson added 16 to push third-ranked Virginia past number 12 North Carolina 75-64 last night. Virginia trailed by one before holding the Tar Heels to 38% shooting in the second half. The Cavaliers shot 50% over the final 20 minutes to get back in the victory column after their season-opening 19-game winning streak was stopped by Duke over the weekend. Well, Kentucky is the unanimous choice as the number one team in the Associated Press Men's Top 25 College Basketball poll this week. The Wildcats improved to 21-0 on the season last week, and they got all 65 of the first place votes. Gonzaga is second this week after previous number two Virginia suffered its first loss of the season. The Bulldogs are undefeated in West Coast Conference play. Cavaliers didn't fall far, though. They moved from second to third, followed by the Blue Devils of Duke, and then Wisconsin in the top five. Arizona, Villanova, Kansas, Louisville, and Notre Dame round out the top 10. Iowa State is knocking on the door of the top 10. They're 11th in this week's poll, up 4 spots this week. North Carolina is in at number 12. Utah is 13. And then Northern Iowa is in at 14 this week. The Panthers, after their big win over Wichita State on Saturday at home, are 20-2 on the year, and they're up 4 spots this week to number 14 in the poll. West Virginia, Wichita State, Maryland, VCU, Baylor, and Ohio State round out the top 20 with Oklahoma, Butler, SMU, Georgetown, and Texas, the rest of the top 25. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says the city will postpone a planned victory parade for the Patriots through downtown until Wednesday morning while local residents dig out from the latest snowstorm to hit the area. The parade had been scheduled for today before more than a foot of fresh snow fell on the Boston area, making commutes treacherous. The National Weather Service says Boston has seen a record 34.2 inches of snow over the last 7 days. In other Super Bowl news, the Nielsen Company says an estimated 114.4 million people watched the Patriots' victory over the Seahawks, topping the record of 112.2 million set when Seattle beat Denver last year. It's the fifth time in 6 years that a Super Bowl game has set a record as the most watched event in U.S. television history. The Nielsen Company said the game had a 49.7 rating in the nation's largest media markets. That's up 4% over last year's game. Las Vegas sportsbook directors say the Patriots' win over the Seahawks represented the worst-case scenario for their betting business. Nevada officials reported that the state's 191 sportsbooks kept $3.3 million out of the total $116 million wagered on the Super Bowl after keeping $19.7 million last year. Directors of sportsbooks at the Wynn and Westgate Las Vegas say their losses might have been greater if not for all those side bets. Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman played the Super Bowl with torn ligaments in his left elbow and will likely need Tommy John surgery in the offseason. Seattle coach Pete Carroll said before the team left Arizona on Monday that it was his understanding that Sherman would need the surgery after the All-Pro cornerback was injured in the NFC Championship game against Green Bay. Sherman played in the Super Bowl without a brace on the elbow and did not appear to be impeded by that injury. A spokesman for the Falcons has confirmed that the NFL is trying to determine if the team pumped fake crowd noise into the Georgia Dome for home games over the last couple of years. Team spokesman Reggie Roberts says the team has cooperated fully after being informed during the season of the league's investigation. The Falcons could be fined or penalized with the loss of a draft pick if found to have added a fake crowd noise during the opposing team's huddles or when trying to call a play. Meantime, the Atlanta Falcons' search for a new head coach is over following the hiring of Seattle defensive coordinator Dan Quinn. He replaces Mike Smith, who was fired last month following a 6-10 season. The Falcons were not permitted to negotiate with Quinn until after the Super Bowl. A person familiar with those negotiations told the Associated Press earlier on Monday that Quinn agreed to a 5-year contract. Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has entered treatment for an unspecified condition. An advisor for Manziel said in a statement released by the team that the former first-round pick decided to enter treatment during the offseason. Manziel spokesman Brad Beckworth says the quarterback knows there are areas that he needs to improve upon to be a better family member, friend, and teammate. Browns general manager Ray Farmer says the team fully supports Manziel and respects his initiative in entering treatment. Phoenix police say Hall of Fame defensive lineman Warren Sapp has been arrested on suspicion of soliciting a prostitute and allegedly assaulting two women. The NFL Network has since terminated his contract with Sapp, who has worked as an analyst for the network since 2008 and was in Arizona for the Super Bowl. Police said the 42-year-old Sapp was taken into custody at a downtown Phoenix hotel. Authorities said Sapp faces a maximum penalty of $2,500 in fines, 6 months in jail, 3 years probation, and a mandatory 15 days in jail if convicted on the prostitution charge. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.